Moving into the developer tools segment, we had two stories that the JavaScript and TypeScript communities have been chewing on intensely. TypeScript 7 was announced, and Bun, the JavaScript runtime, published a blog post announcing they're rewriting significant portions of their code base in Rust.
Let's start with TypeScript 7, because I know the version number alone generated some controversy.
Correct. Microsoft is jumping from TypeScript 5.x directly to TypeScript 7, skipping a version, which they've done before, but which still causes some confusion. The substantive changes are significant. The headline feature is native TypeScript compilation support in major runtimes and tools, dramatically reducing build times for large TypeScript projects. There's also a move toward making TypeScript's type checking more amenable to incremental compilation, meaning you can check only the parts of your codebase that changed, rather than reanalyzing everything. For large-scale TypeScript projects with hundreds of thousands of lines, this can take build times from minutes to seconds.
The HN thread had 253 comments, which for a developer tools announcement is substantial engagement. What's driving the discussion?
A few things. First, there's genuine enthusiasm. TypeScript has become the de facto standard for serious JavaScript development, and improvements to its toolchain have a broad impact. Second, some folks are noting that these performance improvements are partly a response to competitive pressure from tools like Biome and EastBuild that proved you could do TypeScript tooling dramatically faster if you weren't constrained by the TypeScript compiler's architecture. And third, there's ongoing debate about whether TypeScript's type system is becoming too complex. Each version adds new capabilities, but the mental overhead of understanding all the type-level programming patterns keeps growing.
Now, the Bunrust rewrite. This is the more controversial story, and I know Andrew Kelly of Zig fame published a commentary that was also on the HN front page today.
Right. So Bun, the JavaScript runtime created by Jared Sumner, was originally written primarily in Zig, which is itself a notable choice. Zig is a systems programming language that's been gaining attention as an alternative to C and C++. Bun's original use of Zig was in some ways a public proof of concept for Zig's production viability. The announcement that Bun is now rewriting significant components in Rust is therefore not just a technical decision. It's a statement about which systems language the team finds more practical for production use.
And Kelly, who created Zig, had thoughts.
He did. His post is thoughtful rather than defensive. He's not saying Bun made a wrong decision for their specific situation, but he's analyzing what the move reveals about the respective maturity of Rust versus Zig for this type of work. His argument, roughly, is that Rust has a larger ecosystem of battle-tested libraries and a more developed tooling story, which makes it pragmatically easier for a team that needs to ship. But he also notes that some of the things Rust makes harder, particularly around certain memory management patterns, are things Zig handles more elegantly, at the cost of less hand-holding from the compiler.
There's also the Cargo Nextest story that surfaced today, which is adjacent. Cargo Nextest is a replacement for Rust's built-in test runner that claims roughly 3 times faster test execution with per-test process isolation. The fact that this tool is generating significant HN attention on the same day as the Bunrust rewrite story is interesting. Now, it suggests the Rust ecosystem is maturing in its tooling in ways that make it more attractive for teams considering it for large-scale projects.
The per-test isolation feature is actually meaningful beyond just performance. One of the frustrating failure modes in test suites is shared state between tests. A test that passes in isolation fails in certain orderings because of leftover state from a previous test. Nextest's architecture makes each test run in its own process, which eliminates a whole class of flaky test bugs. For a project like Bun that's doing a major language migration, having reliable test infrastructure matters enormously.
And then there's the parallel story of developers leaving GitHub for Codeberg and self-hosted alternatives, which intersects here because version control and project infrastructure decisions are part of this same ecosystem conversation. The How To Geek piece summarized what's been a growing undercurrent in the developer community: frustration with GitHub's AI-related policies, concerns about Microsoft's direction, and a general preference for infrastructure that feels more community-owned.
Codeberg is a Forgio-based hosting service run by a German nonprofit, and it's been growing steadily. Self-hosting with Gitia or Forgio is also up. The HN comments on this were interesting. A lot of developers describing it as a hedge rather than a full migration. They're pushing code to both GitHub and an alternative, building up the habit and tooling familiarity, and staying ready to move if GitHub's policies shift further in a direction they dislike.